All about testosterone. What is testosterone? Testosterone is frequently referred to as the male hormone. This is somewhat of a misnomer, but it is true that testosterone is the hormone which is primarily responsible for the development of male characteristics, and without it, there would be no men at all. Of course, testosterone is more complicated than it might seem at first, and it is actually acutely important for female health as well. They just don't need nearly as much. Testosterone is responsible for the development of both primary and secondary male sexual characteristics. In the womb, it causes the growing fetus to differentiate and create the male sex organs. During puberty, testosterone encourages the young boy to develop into a man. Human growth hormone is responsible for the growth spurt that occurs in both boys and girls during this period, but testosterone encourages boys to grow taller than girls and also encourages further sexual differentiation, including the development of body hair, the deepening of the voice, and the strengthening of the muscles. Many men have this idea that testosterone is only important because of its influence on male sex drive and sexual ability, but this is simply not the case. Men need testosterone for a lot of reasons. Testosterone is the hormone which defines a male as a man, and when testosterone deficiency becomes problematic, men often experience the equivalent of a reversion into their younger, less virile state. They become more prone to anxiety and passiveness. They lose their strength and their interest in sexuality. They can even experience a thinning beard and body hair. This doesn't even get into the underlying issues that low T can cause, increasing the risk of obesity and a variety of heart and cardiovascular complications, just to name a few. The issues with psychology and motivation are so strong that doctors have even given it a name: grumpy old man syndrome. Testosterone deficiency causes men to lose that spark that sustains them and causes them to become agitated, irritated, submissive, and exhausted. That's no way to live. I think I may have testosterone deficiency. What can I do about it? Luckily, modern science is a wonderful thing, and there are a wide variety of treatments available designed to treat your low T and restore your health and vitality. Collectively, these products are known as bioidentical testosterone treatments, and they can change your life. Testosterone is integrally important for optimal male physiological and psychological vitality, and for men that aren't producing enough of the vital hormone, low T treatments can allow them to optimize their health, mind state, and virility in a way that they never thought possible. Testosterone can help you stay strong, ward off fat, and stay sexually active. Testosterone can also help you maintain sharper focus and cognitive clarity, while also amplifying good mood and positive motivation. What is low T? Low T is a medical condition that is characterized by clinically low testosterone production that is associated with a number of medical symptoms which deteriorate male health. The condition is known by a number of different names, including testosterone deficiency and hypogonadism. Most commonly, men that experience low T experience their symptoms as a result of the aging process. As a man grows older, his body becomes less able to produce testosterone to meet the needs of the body. Generally, this decline begins in the late 20s, but becomes symptomatic in the late 30s or later. When low T is caused by aging, it is known by multiple names, including age-related low T, age-related testosterone deficiency, and more recently, andropause. Scientists are just recently becoming more aware of male hormone decline associated with aging, and have discovered that there are many similarities between the female menopause and the male andropause. Menopause occurs more abruptly, but men experience a core series of hormonal changes as they grow older, which often impacts their ability to live a happy and healthy life. How fast do testosterone levels decline? Testosterone levels reach their highest levels in our teens after puberty, and they remain very high through the 20s. Starting somewhere around 27 and 33, testosterone levels start to drop. This decline is low, only around 1 to 2% per year, and is dependent on many variables. Because the decline is so slow, men generally don't experience symptoms of andropause for many years. What are the symptoms of low T? Testosterone deficiency is a multifaceted medical disorder which impacts the male body down to its core processes. There are noticeable physical and psychological effects, and there are many physiological symptoms of low T which may not be recognized until they have already had a detrimental effect upon the body. Below are some of the symptoms of testosterone deficiency. Understand that this is just an abridged list, and not all patients have the same experience. Every man experiences andropause and low T in a unique way, based upon their genetics, lifestyle, BMI, and other factors. Physical symptoms of low T. Loss of muscle mass. Patients find it harder to maintain muscle mass, even though they haven't changed their habits. Persistent increase in body fat. It becomes harder to stay at a healthy weight, even though the patient maintains the same nutrition routine. Thinning hair on the body. Testosterone is directly responsible for the appearance of male body hair, and testosterone levels decline, causing hair thickness to diminish. Shrinking testicles. As testosterone levels drop, the testicles lose their fullness and can even retract slightly. Erectile dysfunction. Testosterone is responsible for the physical processes which lead to happy and healthy sex. Without sufficient testosterone, men start to have trouble building and maintaining a healthy erection. Men also experience shorter erections and have trouble achieving orgasm as effectively. Increased fatigue. One of the most persistent symptoms related to testosterone deficiency and low T is increased feelings of tiredness and fatigue. The body simply isn't able to go as hard as it used to. In terms of physical health, this means that you won't be able to work out as hard or for as long as you used to. Psychological symptoms of low T. Increased anxiety. Testosterone is responsible for many male psychological characteristics, specifically those related to confidence and assertiveness. Men with low T are more likely to experience elevated anxiety levels. Depression. Changes in the male body and mind often lead men to experience symptoms of depression as a result of their physiological decline. Also, healthy testosterone levels promote optimal psychological balance, and as andropause sets in, it can neurologically lead to an increased incidence of depression and feelings of despair. Reduced libido. Connected to decline in physical sexual function, men also frequently experience a diminished desire for sexual activity, resulting directly from their testosterone deficiency. This symptom is both psychological and biological. Reduced assertiveness. Men with low T have trouble keying into the instinctual alpha characteristics which are inherently related to testosterone, which leads to a lack of confidence and ability to assert oneself. Trouble with focus and mental exhaustion. The lack of energy associated with hypogonadism and low T impacts psychological as well as physical health. The act of focus is biologically draining, and if you are exhausted and fatigued, you'll have issues maintaining attention span and remembering key facts and figures. Physiological symptoms of low T. Increased risk of hypertension and blood pressure. Testosterone balances cholesterol, which, if left uncontrolled, can have detrimental impact on blood pressure. Testosterone controls cholesterol. When men have low T, they tend to have more bad cholesterol and less good cholesterol. Low T also increases the prevalence and risks associated with high triglycerides. Reduced bone mineral density. Testosterone not only makes the muscle strong, it also helps keep the bones strong. Without sufficient testosterone, the risk of osteoporosis and osteopenia increases significantly. Reduced fertility. Men with low T lose their ability to produce sufficient fertilized sperm for easy fertilization. Although testosterone therapy cannot alleviate the fertility issues associated with low T, HCG with testosterone can increase sperm production while simultaneously providing the benefits of testosterone therapy. Reduced metabolism. Testosterone belongs to a class of hormones known as anabolic steroids. These hormones are all building hormones, which means that they cause the body to distribute resources and develop more effectively. When the body does not have a sufficient supply of energy reaching the right places, the body starts to slow down in a litany of different ways. What are the benefits of low T therapy for andropause? Testosterone replacement therapy is the only effective means to restore testosterone levels and improve quality of life that has been sapped by low T. If you do indeed suffer from testosterone deficiency, there are a number of benefits that you can experience by restoring youthful testosterone levels with testosterone patches, creams, gels, or injections. Increased muscle mass, healthier body composition, improved cholesterol balance, enhanced confidence and assertiveness, diminished feelings of fatigue, increased awareness and cognitive sharpness, improved memory, alleviation of depression and anxiety, stronger bones, increased sex drive, and increased libido. What are the treatment options available for low T? One of the best things about testosterone deficiency is that there are a number of effective ways to treat andropause. All are highly effective, and, aside from certain specific issues, the only thing that really matters is your preference of which therapy that you believe will work for you. Testosterone creams and gels for low T. Testosterone gels and creams are some of the most popular forms of testosterone replacement. These products are topical testosterone blends which are designed to be absorbed into the skin. They must be massaged once daily and absorbed fully into the skin in 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the particular product. Gels absorb more quickly than creams because low T gels are oil-based and low T creams are gel-based. Testosterone patches for low T. Testosterone transdermal patches bear many distinct similarities with testosterone gels and creams. Both are applied to the skin, allowing testosterone to pass the skin barrier into the bloodstream. On the other hand, testosterone is absorbed via testosterone patch over the course of a 24-hour period, rather than all at once. Testosterone patches versus topical testosterone for low T. Many people prefer testosterone patches because they deliver a slower stream of testosterone and thus have a lower incidence of most side effects. Individuals with sensitive skin may prefer a different method of testosterone delivery, however, because the patches can cause itching and redness in some sensitive individuals. Men with children may prefer testosterone patches to topical testosterone because patches nearly eliminate the already small risk of exposing one's children or loved ones to testosterone before it is absorbed. On the other hand, people that are self-conscious about wearing a patch all day would probably prefer some other form of low T treatment. Testosterone injections for low T. Injectable testosterone was the original form of testosterone treatment and is still available and popular today. Low T injections come in many different formulations, including testosterone enanthate, testosterone cypionate, and testosterone propionate. All of these types of injectable testosterone provide the same bioidentical testosterone. The difference is in the esters used to control the rate of testosterone absorption by the body. Unlike transdermal testosterone formulations such as testosterone patches, creams, and gels, testosterone injections are absorbed very slowly into the body, generally over the course of 3 days to 2 weeks. The longer the ester chain attached to the testosterone molecule, the longer that it takes the body to absorb the medication. Testosterone injections are great for patients that just want to get their testosterone and get it over with. There's no worrying about remembering to apply a gel or patch every day, and you can just get on with your life. Men that are on edge with needles would likely want to avoid injectable testosterone, but the injections are relatively painless, no more painful than a hard pinch at worst. The vast majority of patients don't find injections painful enough to suspend therapy. Testosterone implants. Another form of testosterone replacement is the testosterone dermal implant. This is the ultimate choice for patients that don't want to worry about the responsibility of regular testosterone administration and simply want to enjoy the benefits of testosterone. Testosterone implants last an incredibly long time, 3 to 5 months on a single dose. Testosterone implants come in the form of tiny pellets of pure bioidentical testosterone, which are slowly absorbed by the body. Unlike other forms of testosterone administration, testosterone implants require an outpatient procedure to implant the pellets. It's a simple surgery that only requires a single small incision, and the pellets are delivered using a medical device known as a trocar. After the pellets are implanted, the physician will tape the womb shut with medical tape. No stitches needed. Can women benefit from testosterone? Testosterone is generally considered a medical treatment specifically for men, but this is actually not the case. Did you know that women produce testosterone as well? Unlike men, who produce testosterone from the testes and adrenal glands, women produce testosterone from the ovaries and adrenal glands. Of course, the ovaries are designed to produce a much lower output of testosterone, but women have an acute need for testosterone in order to preserve their optimal health. When do women experience testosterone deficiency? Women generally produce plenty of testosterone to meet their physiological needs until they are around the age of menopause. The female body still produces testosterone, but the levels drop significantly. Some of the symptoms that women experience during menopause are actually the result of testosterone deficiency, rather than changes in the production of female hormones such as estrogen. What are the symptoms of low T among women? Because women use testosterone differently, the symptoms of testosterone deficiency manifest themselves in a different way. Women are particularly affected sexually by testosterone deficiency. Symptoms of female low T. Depression, irritability, hot flashes, loss of bone mineral density, weight gain, increased risk of frailty, loss of sex drive, and inhibited sexual readiness. You may not realize it, but even though feminine hormones like estrogen control the female menstrual cycle, and the processes associated with that cycle, it is actually testosterone that controls female sexual desire and ability, just like in men. The release of testosterone encourages women to be interested in and seek out sexual pleasure. It also allows women to experience that pleasure, and women with low T have issues experiencing pleasurable sexual activity and achieving orgasm. Also, testosterone readies the body for sexual activity, increasing lubrication, and facilitating other changes which influence sexual readiness and satisfaction. What other issues can women experience as a result of low T? There are a number of long-term health issues that women can be susceptible to directly as a result of low T. Because women don't produce as much testosterone, they are much more susceptible to any loss of bone mineral density that results from hormone deficiency, meaning that they are far more likely to experience issues with frailty such as osteopenia and osteoporosis than men. Women also experience an increased risk of cardiovascular complications because testosterone plays an important role in controlling normal cholesterol levels. What products are available for women with low T? Testosterone is not FDA approved for the treatment of female low T, so there are no testosterone patches or gels available for women, because they are all designed for men and are thus too strong. Testosterone injections and pellets are an option for women, as there are any testosterone formulations which are made at a compounding pharmacy. When should I talk to my doctor about low T? If you are over the age of 30, and you feel that your desire and passion for life is fading, as well as your sexual desire and your masculine characteristics, there is a real and significant chance that you are suffering from low T. Our hormone restoration clinic specializes in hormone deficiency treatments such as testosterone therapy and human growth hormone injectable therapy, and we can help you discover whether testosterone can help you change your life. Our licensed and board-certified professional specializes in internal medicine and endocrinology and can arrange all of the preliminary tests necessary to assess your hormone status. We can arrange for a routine physical and blood sample from an affiliate physician in your area, and we perform all our blood diagnostic testing through LabCorp, the number one name in blood testing. With our help, you can get the treatment you need to overcome testosterone deficiency. Thank you for tuning into this program. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to explore our website further for more information on health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy.